Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Thank you so much for being here with your hostess, Lisa Marie, here on Bride's Bubbly and Brunch. And I hope that you are enjoying your Sunday afternoon and you are enjoying your summer 2022. I am elated, as always, to be here with you. I'm one of the stars of Heaven Networks 22, and I'm excited to be here for the 14-year anniversary release celebration of the Victoria Rain 2022 Encore. And I am honored that you have joined me for this release celebration as I will be archiving this celebration of the 14-year anniversary of Bride of Christ Women's Ministry. And I tell you what a blessing it has been to minister to you and declare the word of the Lord and share with you everything the Lord has opened up to me. And I tell you, I'm full. I'm really full. And I've really been blessed by this 14-year anniversary. It has really revived me. It has really encouraged me and given me a newness of joy in ministering the word of the Lord. And I tell you, that's something that I don't take lightly. I am honored that he chose me, elected me to stand before him in his throne to minister the word of the Lord, which is the good news, the gospel. Hallelujah. And I'm excited to share this release on today here on Bride's Bubbly and Brunch. And that is always a celebration of the bride and the bridegroom. It's always in celebration of brunch, which is my favorite time of the day. Morning and brunch, which is an eclectic mix of breakfast and lunch. And I initially created and birthed Bride of Christ, Bride's Bubbly and Brunch, in celebration of jazz, smooth jazz, because I love jazz on Sundays. And I tell you, it's a perfect match on any day, any season, brunch. And jazz is just a fine fit. And, of course, the bubbly, which is the joy of the Lord, which is those mimosas. And what is a party without wine and all that good stuff? So, yeah, I'm really excited to minister this declaration, exhortation, as I release it into the stratosphere. And I thank the Lord for blessing it and honoring me and the fruit and the blessing that it's from this 14-year anniversary. So I hope you've been blessed and edified by everything that I've shared with you. Now I'm going to get right into the first foundational scripture that I have for the release of the 14-year anniversary celebration of Rise Christ Women's Ministries. And it's coming from Psalms. And I love this because this psalm of David was one that he declared before God. And I thought it was fitting for the exhortation for the release celebration. And before I read the foundational scripture that he gave me, I want to share with you the declaration exhortation message, what I entitled it, which is the seizing and the sealing of the crown of Christ. Hallelujah. The seizing and the sealing of the crown of Christ, unmerited favor. I had to add that, unmerited favor. So I'm going to get into that in a minute, but I'm going to go right back up to Psalm of David. And this is what he declared. He says, the heavens declared the glory of God and showed his handiwork. Day unto day utter speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Hallelujah. And he's talking about their voice. He's talking about the voice of the bride and the bridegroom. He's talking about the voice of his beloved, his church, his sheep. And he says in verse 4, their line has gone out throughout the earth. That means their message, their declarations, their faith, their mantras has gone out to the whole earth. That means the whole earth has received our message. Heaven has received my message. Heaven has received my praise. Hallelujah. My confession of faith. Hallelujah. It goes on to say, and their words to the end of the world. Hallelujah. In them had he set a tabernacle in the sun. So that means based on what we speak, what I have spoken, what I've declared, he has set me and given me a place, which is a tabernacle in the sun, which is forever in his glory, in the earth realm, as the sun continues to shine upon me and upon you. And the sun also means, S-O-N, Christ. Hallelujah. Now it goes on to say in verse 5, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoicing as a strong man to run a race. End of the heaven and his circuit unto the ends of it. Hallelujah. And that's talked about Jesus. Hallelujah. The resurrected power of Jesus Christ. And now that his power is gone before him, he's gone before us to prepare a place for us. And where he is, we may be also. Now he goes on to say, and there's nothing hidden from the heat thereof. That means there's nothing the enemy can do. He can hide by demonic fires. Nothing is hidden from the heat thereof. There's nothing is hidden because of the fire of God. We'll purge it and bring it to light. The fire meaning his glory. Verse 7 says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. And I love that because when you hear the word of the Lord and it's perfect and it's truth, it will convert the soul. And that is the whole purpose of me recommitting myself, staying committed and staying faithful and ministering the word of the Lord because his word is true. He said, my word is tried 7 times and it converts the soul. He said, the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. Hallelujah. So that means when we have the fear of the Lord and our love for God is pure, it will enlighten our eyes. It will give us understanding. The fear of the Lord, the respect of the Lord is clean, it's pure. And that fear and that reverence of God, that love for him, will never end. And he goes on to say, the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous together. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, and is sweeter also than the honey of the honeycomb. He goes on in conclusion and says in verse 11 and 12 and 13, moreover, by them is thy servant warned. Hallelujah. So when we take heed to God's word, it warns us, it prepares us, and lets us see things to come. And he said, and because of that, in keeping them, there is what? Great reward. Hallelujah. And I wanted to share the title with you of the message, because that's exactly what God is saying. It's time for the crowning and the sealing of that crown. So it's not just about getting and wearing it. It's about now being preserved. And that's what he was telling me, is that the crown that I have laid for me up for in glory, it's been sealed. Because I've already obtained them. I've already obtained them by what? Overcoming. And he says he didn't overcome it, what he received, what? The crown of life. So I'm really excited about that, because in the great reward, there is security and blessing and safety. And he goes on to say in verse 12, let me finish reading the last part of the scriptures. He said, who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret thoughts. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. He said, let nothing have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable. Hallelujah. Be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Hallelujah. And that is such a blessing, because when we strive to and purpose in our heart to let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable to God, that keeps us aligned. And it's acceptable in his sight. And he says who he says it, who is his strength and his redeemer. The thing that I love about the 14-year release celebration is that he gave me it based on the crown of Christ. And there's many crowns that people aspire to have and to acquire in this life, based on sports. There's many crowns and rewards people obtain based on their achievements, based on their striving, based on their contending and engaging. Crown that's most important to me in this life and in the afterlife is the crown of Christ. And that crown comes in many forms in the kingdom of God. The word of God says, and in the psalmist says, he crowned me with loving kindness and tender mercies. And as I just mentioned, he said he crowned us, will crown those who will overcome with the crown of life because of overcoming. And so Esther was a beautiful chapter for me to minister this from. And I've added some additional scriptures, but he gave me Esther because Esther obtained unmerited favor of the king. And the beauty about this beautiful blessing about Esther in her life was that she was predestined to receive that favor. And she received that crown
rightfully because also of her being positioned. And so I started at the second verse, kind of include the genesis of how she became queen. And one of the things that I love about the story of Esther is that it just didn't happen, which is my declaration in creating Bride's Request Women's Ministries and also Bride's Bubbly and Brunch, which is by what? Preparation. The Word of God says time and chance happen to them all. And when we look at how she was chosen, it was because she preceded someone else who was not prepared, who was not willing. And so in verse 2, it picks up and says, "Then said the king's servant that ministered to him, let there be a fair young virgin sought for the king, and let the king appoint officers in all that in all the provinces of his kingdom, that they may gather together all the fair young virgins unto Shushan's palace, to the house of the women, unto the custody of the hedge, the king's chamberlain, keeper of the women, and let their things for purification be given to them." And that's exactly what I was just saying, that what God has for us is given to us by way of preparation and cleansing. And that's the thing about seizing the crown or being worthy of the crown or being given the crown, being awarded the crown. You just can't take a crown in any game. You have to follow the rules of engagement in order to be crowned. You have to have engaged and been the victor in that particular engagement. And so we see that at all the women that were gathered, she was chosen. Hallelujah. And that's the thing I love about the kingdom of heaven and God. He knows who he chooses. He knows who he wants, who he chooses to use it. And that's why I'm really militant about not allowing man's opinion to dictate what God has for me, because he selected me. And so he chose me and anointed me for what he called me to do for the time as this. So it goes on to say about it, they gave him everything they need for purification, which is process, sanctification, and let the maidens which please the king be queen instead of Esther. And the king pleased, and that the thing pleased the king, and he did so. Now in Shushan, the palace, there was a certain Jew whose name was Mordecai, the son of Jair, the son of Shammai, the son of Kish and Benjamite. And of course, he had a cousin. Her name was Esther. And she was introduced to the king. And it says in verse 8, it came to pass when the king's commandment and his decree was heard, and when many maidens were gathered together unto Shimshai, the palace, to the custody of Haggai, that Esther was brought also unto the king's house, to the custody of Haggai, keeper of the women. So although there were other women, again, Mordecai introduced her and put her forth and allowed the king to see her, and she was chosen by the king. And in verse 9 it says, and the maidens pleased him, and she obtained kindness of him, and he speedily gave her the things for purification, which such things as belongs to her, and seven maidens, which were met to be given her out of the king's house. And he preferred her and her maids unto the best place of the house of the women. So this favor she obtained was given to her quickly because he knew who he wanted. He speedily gave her the things that she needed for purification and gave her the seven maidens and just blessed her in with the best place of the house of the women. And that's what the favor of God does. It will give you the best. So this is the thing that I love about even a man knowing what he wants and who he wants. And knowing that he showed Esther favor. And it goes on to say in verse 10, Esther had not shown her people nor her kindred, for Mordecai had changed her that she should not show. And Mordecai walked every day before the court of the women's house to know how Esther did and what should become of her. Now, for the sake of time, I'm going to go down to narrate and summarize what all this means and what the Lord was saying to me in this, and is that she was chosen and given everything that she needed for her reign to be his wife. And that's the thing that we need to understand, and understanding the process of being crowned. It just doesn't happen. And God is specific about who he chooses and who he uses. And we need to be. You need to be specific about what you choose, what you put before you. Because crowning speaks of the head. And that's why the Lord talked about we should have no other gods before him. And we should love the Lord like God with all our heart, mind, soul, and spirit, and love our neighbor as ourselves. And as a result of this favor that she received above all the other virgins, King Hararis appointed her, and she found favor in his sight. And there was a feast made to celebrate his selection. Now, I also gave you Esther, the fifth chapter, the third to the fifth verse, because it says, now it came to pass, after everything had happened, everything came to pass, on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel and stood in the inner courts of the king's house over against the king's house. And the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house over the gate against the gate of his house. And it was so. And when the king saw Esther standing in the court, when her purification was completed, when she had, God had finished the work with her, the purification, and he saw the completed work, he said she obtained favor in his sight, and the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. Then said the king to her, what wilt thou, Queen Esther, and what is thy request? It shall be even given to thee to the half of my kingdom. Hallelujah. And that's exactly what God is saying. And that's exactly what God said to me and being pleased with me and my obedience and my faithfulness and doing his will. What is your request? And this is not half of the kingdom. It's the whole kingdom. He said, it's my good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And so that's the question. What do you want? What is your pleasure? And this gave her unprecedented access to the king because of what? The favor. And again, she did nothing to earn this favor. She was definitely deserving and worthy of it. Was his choice. Simply because she was a choice. Now, the thing that I wanted to add, and declaring the season and the sitting of the crown is giving you an understanding that not just seizing the crown by way of favor is also the sealing of the crown, which means you get to keep it. You get to keep it in the kingdom. You don't have to worry about being somebody trying to take your crown, even though the root of God warns of that. I'm going to share that scripture in a minute. It's also the sealing of the crown, because that says it's done, it's complete. Once someone wins a crown or reward, it's theirs. It can't be taken back because what they earned it. It was meant for them to have it because they were deserving of it. And so the crown given to us by Christ and by God is given by openness, favor, and by predestination. And Romans 8 chapter, the 28th and 30th verse says, "And we know that all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord, love God, to them that are the called according to his purpose, for whom he did know, for whom he did foreknow, shall I say, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, he also justified. And whom he justified, he also glorified." So I wanted to say that. Whom he chooses, he glorified. Whom he chooses, he justified. And that's what we see with Esther. She was justified because of her favor. Because our righteousness is of God, not of ourselves, and certainly not of man. Now, I also want to give you Corinthians, where he says, "For the promise of God are yea and amen in him and unto the glory of God by us. Now, he which established us with you in Christ and had anointed us in God, who had sealed us and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts." So that season and that sealing comes by way of having our hearts knitted together in love, being one with Christ. Now, I also wanted to include Ephesians 28 chapter, the fourth chapter, the 28th through 31st verse. And this is what he says. What he says about the season of the crown. And this was really important when he gave me this, because he said many people who want the crown does not strive lawfully for it. And when he gave me the Ephesians, he was saying that many people, because they won't do the work required, seek to steal from other people. And many of us, when we came to Christ, many of us were vagabonds and lived unsavory lives. And the purpose of God saving us by way of Christ Jesus is to make honest men and women of us and to show us how to receive our blessing and our birthright in the Spirit, by way of the new nature in Christ Jesus, by way of truth and righteousness. And that comes by way of the soul. And so I really was blessed by reading this when he says, and I'm reading from the Amplified from Ephesians. He said, the thief who has become a believer must no longer steal, but instead must work hard, making an honest living, producing that which is good with his own hands, that he will have something to share with those in need. He said, "Do not let unwholesome, foul, profane, worthless, vulgar words ever come out of your mouth, but only such speech as is good for building up others, according to the need and the occasion, so that it will be a blessing to those who hear you speak." It goes on to say, and you do not grieve the Holy Spirit, but seek to please him, by whom you are sealed and marked, branded as God's own, for the day of redemption, the final deliverance from the consequences of sin. So not only are we sealed, he says it's not, you know, we should not grieve the Holy Spirit. Because with the sealing comes the blessing. And he's saying that the way we speak is one way of grieving the Holy Spirit. Now he goes on to say in verse 31, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor, perpetual animosity, resentment, strife, fault-finding, and slander be put away from you, along with every kind of malice, all spitefulness, verbal abuse, and manipulation. And that's because when you're filled with the Spirit and you're walking in deliverance and you're manifesting the fruit of the Spirit and you're producing fruit of the Spirit, these things will not come out of your mouth because they're what? The work of the flesh. Now, the other part of this exhortation was given to me to encourage you that is given to the one that endures to the end. And he put emphasis on the one. Because although we are the body of Christ, it is the one or the ones who will be crowned. And those are they who endure to the end. And that comes from Timothy, the second chapter, the 4-7 verse. Well, he says, if anyone competes as an athlete in competitive games, he is not crowned with the wreath of victory unless he competes according to what? The rules. So again, a lot of strife and envy and evil speaking comes from the spirit of competition. Ungodly, wicked competition, which is the work of the flesh, because the crown of Christ is given to us by God Himself, by Christ Himself. So He says, you're not crowned unless you follow the rules. He said, and He gives the example by way of the hardworking farmer who labored to produce crops. He said, ought to be the first to receive his share of the crops. So when you are striving for the crown, you are the first partaker. And that's why I teach that. I declare that. I live by that. I'm the first partaker of the heavenly divine because I'm doing the work. I'm going to receive the reward. I'm not going to work if somebody else receives the reward. That's not going to happen. Especially if it's someone who know they're not doing what they're supposed to do to receive it. And that's why you have, you know, Jesus talked about the wolves in sheep's clothing, the howling, the tip of the waster. Because, again, they don't want to do the work. And they can't because they're not of Christ. Now he goes on to say, think over these things. I am saying, grasp the application. The Lord will grant you insight and understanding in everything. So based on this one parable, he said if you grasp it, you understand it, apply it, the application of it, he'll give you understanding in everything. So I hope you will take time to meditate upon this parable because in it, it's understanding. Now, the other scripture I want to give you was Matthew. And this is what Jesus was saying when he was saying again that in the last days that the brother shall betray the brother, the father the son, and the children shall rise up against the parents and cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. And so this is what he was saying about enduring. that the race that we've been given, the race that we're in, is your race, your particular race. Run your race with patience. And he that endures the end, the same should be saved. Now, the one who's best at competing, but he that endures. Now, the thing that I wanted to use to end the release is give you revelation, because it's important to understand who is going to be crowned, who is going to be crowned, who is going to be sealed. And wear the crown. And I gave you Revelation, the 7th chapter through the 27th verse. And the seal are the holy remnant that remains, which are of the 12 tribes of Israel. And you can read that in your own time. It gives you all the tribes and those who are going to be sealed, who God is who knows whose name is going to be written in the Lamb Book of Life, in the Book of Remembrance. So I wanted to make sure I added that and gave you that, because somewhere within these 12 tribes is where me and you are. Because, again, Jesus came to redeem the lost in the tribes, 12 tribes of Israel, which is his scattered sheep. Now, the crown is awarded to the true church, and that's for their faithfulness. And for that, I gave you Revelation, the 3rd chapter, the 7th through the 12th verse. And this is what he says. And the angel of the church of Philadelphia wrote, in the church of Philadelphia write these things, said he that is holy, he that is true, he that had the key of David, he that opened and no man shut it, and shut it and no man opened. He said, I know thy works. Behold, I set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Hallelujah. And these are the ones that's going to receive what he's exactly what he's saying here. He said, behold, I will make them of the synagogues of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. He said, behold, I come quickly, hold fast that which thou hast obtained, that no man take thy crown. And that's it right there. Many people will try to take your crown, try to take my crown. Because why? They don't qualify. They're losers. They're copiers, imitators. They're false. The other reward is, he that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I'll write upon him my new name. Hallelujah. And I tell you, that was such a blessing in giving me this, because this is the reward. This is what he promised. This is what he said is happening even now as a result of our faithfulness, of your faithfulness. And I tell you, I'm really excited about the new Trump entrance into the new 14th year of ministering God's word. And I'm excited, and I hope that you will join me for the things that God will share with me to edify you, to build you up, and to help you come into the knowledge of Christ. And most importantly, send the invitation for you to come to Christ, even now, that you may be saved, that your soul may be saved. Hallelujah. And I tell you, I'm elated to have ministered this month, and I'm excited for what's ahead. What's ahead, and that's nothing but faith, love, and hope. And I'm excited to minister more in the coming year. To end the broadcast, I hope you enjoy the rest of your afternoon, your evening, and I will speak with you soon. I pray your peace in the Lord. I pray your safety. And your joy. God bless. Love you.